Would you pray with me?
Oh Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that you are the one who does hold your children fast. You hold them fast because of what you did to purchase them to yourself. And you will never let go, and we praise you for that. We pray as we come together to remember you this morning, that you would give us insight into your word. You would give us the ability to see you for who you are. And we pray it in your name. Amen. Well, as we come to our time around the Lord's table this morning, we are going to be looking at a passage that will help us see Jesus' love for his enemies, his selfless love for his enemies. So if you have a Bible with you, would you turn with me to Luke 23? Jesus has been taken to a place where criminals are executed. And this is a place of shame and struggle and torment and torture. It's a place where criminals struggle against the force that will eventually take their life from them. And it's a place where, for the criminal, every effort of theirs is focused on finding some small relief from the excruciating pain that they are in. And Jesus has been numbered among these criminals. And every human expectation for him at this crucifixion was that he would bear the same self-preserving nature as every criminal who came before him. So as we read verses 33 and 34 together, let's take note of something. Let's take note of who Jesus is most concerned about as he is suffering through his crucifixion. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. But Jesus was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus sees the blindness in some of those who are before him. They do not know what they're doing. It's important for us to understand who it is that Jesus is referring to here. Mark's account of the crucifixion tells us something about that. There are passers-by who are hurling insults at Jesus. The reason why they're hurling insults at him was that some of them were probably at his triumphal entry just a week earlier, and they had visions and thoughts of a man who would liberate them from Rome. They were expecting liberation. Instead, what they see is a man who is at the hands of Rome upon a cross. So the only thing they had left for him was vile contempt, and they hurled their insults at him. Matthew tells us about another group of people who were there, who were blind. These are the soldiers who actually crucified Jesus. After crucifying him on that cross, they sat down beneath the cross right at his feet, completely unaware of who it was that they had just crucified. These men were pagan men. They had no idea that they had just crucified the Messiah. Jesus looks out and he sees these people. He recognizes their ignorance. He recognizes their blindness. And he cries out and he says, "Father, forgive them." It's important to us to understand that Jesus is not merely asking the Father to release them from the penalty of their sin. Jesus is pleading with the Father to transfer all of their sin onto himself so that he could bear the Father's wrath against them for their offense against him and their sin. And Jesus is saying, "I desire that you forgive them. And to accomplish that, I am willing to bear the burden of their sin as you exercise your justice in this." And all of this is for his enemies who are carrying out and who are celebrating his crucifixion right there in front of him. So could there possibly be a more poignant example of selfless love than what Jesus puts up at the cross for us? And that's what we want to remember this morning. If you are here and you have given lordship of your life to Jesus Christ, I encourage you to think back to the time in your life when you were every bit as blind and every bit as ignorant as the ones who were there at the crucifixion before Jesus. Remember what was ruling your life. Remember your affections. Remember your desires. And then think about how Jesus willingly went to the cross for you, knowing that he would bear away God's anger from you, and he would bear it in himself. Rejoice at what Jesus did to purchase you for you a release from your sin, so that you can sit here today in peace and in joy, knowing that your eternity is with him as he rules and reigns. If you are here and you have not placed your trust in Jesus Christ, I would ask that when the elements come to you, would you just take them and pass them to the person next to you? This is a time for Christians to celebrate what Christ has done for them. A Christian is someone who recognizes that when Jesus was on that cross, he was suffering in place of everybody who would trust in him and who would believe in him, who would follow him, who would submit their life to the lordship of his rule over them. So if you have not trusted Christ as your Savior, I implore you to use this time to contemplate the truth of who Jesus is, that he died for everybody who would trust in him. After the service, seek out the person in the row next to you. Seek out one of the elders. I will be available as well. Any of us would love to talk with you about the truth of who Jesus is. So men, come and serve us. When you have prepared your hearts, take the elements.